3 hours later, he glanced at the sensor display and was dismayed to see a pair of dark blobs converging on their Mitari. He activated the reverse thrusters and began to back out of their path, only to have his neck tingle with danger sense as a third asteroid appeared on the display, rising up to block their retreat. Ben deactivated the reverse thrusters and fired the forward thrusters. But he had his doubts about whether the tiny air jets could move them away quickly enough to escape damage.
Ninette, give me a collision analysis on those three asteroids, he ordered. How much distance do we need to be safe?
Ninette answered immediately with an alert tweedle, followed by a message on the display.
If you wish to be safe, you should not have flown us into a plasma cloud filled with asteroids.
A red bogey dot appeared on top of the tactical display.
And it would be prudent to change course. We currently have a 53% chance of colliding with the unknown transport.
The red dot vanished as quickly as it had appeared.
Unknown transport? Tahiri demanded. What transport?
Preliminary mass and size estimates suggest the craft is a CEC YT-1300 transport, heavily modified for speed.
The Falcon? Tahiri gasped.
Identity impossible to confirm at present time.
The bogey dot reappeared, weaving its way down the display at breakneck speed.
Contact appears to be concealing its approach behind asteroids.
It's the Falcon, Ben said, keeping one eye on the sensor display. Has to be. Only Han Solo would be crazy enough to come in here that fast.
The bogey dot vanished again. Then six more dots flared to life, two at each of the locations where Ben and Tahiri had sensed lurking ambushers. All six craft began to converge on the Falcon's vector, with one pair swinging around to cut off the transport's retreat, and the other two positioning themselves for a crossfire attack from opposite flanks.
I'm beginning to think it wasn't us they were trying to bait, Tahiri said, reaching for the drive ignition. Maybe your aunt and uncle have been giving the pirates a harder time than we realized.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Ben clasped her arm to stop her from igniting the drives, then glanced down at the sensor display, watching the three asteroids behind them drift ever closer to a collision with one another.
I'll handle the drives. You take weapons.
Tahiri saw where he was looking, then smiled.
Smart boy.
She started to bring the Mitari weapon systems online.
If you time this right, those pirates will never know what hit them.
Let's hope they're the only ones.
Ben watched his sensor display as the asteroids drifted closer. Then, ignited the sublight drives as the last sliver of darkness vanished between the closest two. The Mitari chugged and hesitated as the engine shuddered to life, and Ben could not help cringing as the dark globs on the screen merged into one huge clump. The white glow of an impact detonation lit the miasma beyond the Mitari canopy, and the sensor display filled with static. Ben slammed the throttles the rest of the way forward and felt the Mitari buck as the extra fuel collected in the still cool ignition chamber. He pulled the throttles back, giving the igniters a chance to clear. By then, the miasma outside was fading to blue, and he could hear asteroid gravel pinging off the hull.
If you're trying to impress me, please don't, Tahiri said. If that energy bloom gets any closer, it's going to incinerate us, not hide our approach.
No worries, Ben said, easing the throttles forward.
Nothing happened.
Okay, now you can worry,